From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. At high schools tonight, floodlights illuminate football fields, fans crowd into stands. It's happening all across the country. And for our high school football series, Friday Night Lives, we're going now to Vermont. The state is not what you'd call a gridiron powerhouse. One national ranking puts it 50th.
Mount St. Joseph Academy in the town of Rutland is a Catholic high school with 23 players on its football roster. There are only 53 boys in the entire school. But MSJ, as it's known, refuses to budge from the top division. As NPR's Mike Pesca reports, that means the football team plays schools with more than 10 times as many students.
Set down is a second.
What was once the greatest team in Vermont high school football history had just been torched by a fourth down heave.
Pass! Ball!
All 6 feet 5 inches of the opposing wide receiver stretched to make the reception and to put the St. John's Berry Hilltoppers on the board. There is no solution when your defensive back is a 5 foot 7 inch tall freshman, but there is a strategy.
You explode him, you run through him. Turn yourself into a little ball, man, a cannonball.
And that said with love, as the player being encouraged to form of a projectile, Hunter Fort, is the son of the man doing the talking, Mount St. Joseph Academy head coach Chip Fort. After a half of football, that one play was the only score, and at halftime, Fort needed to know if his players were intimidated.
Are these guys too tough?
No, sir.
It's a loaded question. Fort knows that just by being on this field, 45 minutes from the Canadian border, a two-hour bus ride north of MSJ's hometown of Rutland, his kids are committed. For the last 2 years, the players have told the coach where they stand for MSJ in Division I of Vermont football.
We had a meeting and, you know, sat him down and to a man, you know, coach, we want to play. We don't care. We know, you know, we know. They know the situation, and these kids want to play D1. There's certain kids that come to the school to play football, period.
The decision to stay Division I is part tradition, part faith. After all, MSJ has won 15 state championships since 1960. But today, it seems to defy belief that a roster of 23, but really only 13 or so who see any playing time, can hang with Vermont's version of powerhouses. Their biggest rival alone, Rutland High School, has about 45 players on the roster and half of the last dozen state championships. Last Friday, in their home opener, Rutland also had stands filled with football fans on both sides of the Mount St. Joseph question.
I think the best thing for the program, the best thing for the school, would be to drop down and play Division II, reestablish their dominance, and when they're ready, come back to Division I.
Joseph Krause, whose son plays for Rutland, was among the group that think of themselves as realists. The Vermont Principals Association is in that camp, having sent Mount St. Joseph a letter of concern because of their thin roster. But other Rutland fans like Chris Wheelis admire MSJ.
Being a Rutland fan and stuff, I respect them for wanting to hang around and in the division and compete, you know, and I wish them luck, you know?
Having luck and taking guts, these concepts may seem many exits down a road of self-evaluation when a typical MSJ player hasn't even left the driveway. Playing Division II, or what some suggest based on enrollment size, Division III, is simply ludicrous to senior Ben Benedict, who is zoned to attend a medium-sized high school.
My school was Fairhaven D2. I decided I would rather come to a Division I school, play football, and when they said they were going to drop it, my heart sank. I was like, this is the reason why I'm at the school, so if there's no program, there's no school, that is their tradition, MSJ football.
It may seem like that overstates it, but most of the players and Coach Fort echoed this line.
So if the football program, you know, football program takes a turn for the South, man, things won't look too healthy for the school, seriously. And, you know, and that's just a known fact.
The Academy, like many Catholic schools, is experiencing an enrollment crunch, and the state of the economy doesn't help. Senior center Chris Reedy, a bear-like lineman who still manages to be the first man down the field on punts, says playing for this team in this division is an obligation that goes way beyond the glory of a varsity letter.
I'm a very religious person. I always have been. I was brought up religious. So going to a Catholic school wasn't by choice. I was told that I'm going to MSJ, and I had no problem with it. I think if we win games this year, which we're going to win games, it's definitely going to help enrollment. People are going to see that we're still working hard, still have pride in our school, it's definitely going to help enrollment.
We want a touchdown!
That mission would start against the Hilltoppers. Down 6-0 at halftime, it seemed if only Johnny Bizon could break a big run or if Louis Altabel could pop the ball loose at a key moment, MSJ could write the fairy tale. Instead, it was their opponent who drove the ball and pounced on the live fumble on the way to a 25-0 victory. After the game, Coach Fort addressed his troops. He was impassioned, but not angry. He said, but for one or two lapses...
Those are mistakes. Those cost us. We don't make those mistakes. It's a lot closer, right? So we shore up those mistakes, fellas. Get a little better, a little quicker. We're in good shape. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Who had fun?
I had fun.
A smattering of hands.
Who had fun out there?
All hands but one.
I did.
Who didn't have fun? Why's that, Ben?
I hate to lose, Coach.
Yeah, well, you know what? So do I, man. Believe me.
That was Ben Benedict confessing he hates to lose. It was a moment of honesty in a season for a team that some say is kidding itself, but is going about its business with the utmost sincerity and purpose. Mike Pesca, NPR News.